so I want to once again welcome everyone today to our chat meeting. This is our second chat meeting of the 22-23 school year, and once again I want to welcome everyone. I am excited that we have some new members joining us today, so I am going to ask a new member, if you're here for the first time, to just introduce yourself. And please state if you're a parent or community representation, what position representation you have. All right? So I'm going to start right here. Maybe you can just you can stand or sit. Yeah.
I'm Jesse Stanton, the chief of police, and I'm also a parent. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kelly Roberts. I'm a parent and I'm a school board member.
Okay. I think we have a couple of teacher representatives that were here, or not here last time.
Drew Weigel, sixth grade math teacher and also a parent.
Thank you. Coach Freeman.
Danny Freeman, I'm at high school. My wife and I both teach here at Onalaska in physical education and coach baseball.
Okay. Did I miss anyone else? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. We're so excited to have those with us and that new representation. It's very, very important. Remember, part of SHAC's requirements, and it's hard for a small school district, and it's that the majority of this committee or council be parents, okay? So that brings me to, if you know of any parent that would like to serve on this council, please have them, they can directly communicate that to myself or Miss Stephanie Schubert, all right? My wonderful admin assistant. She will take care of it, and we will get them invited. We need that parent outreach, so thank you so much. So we're going to look, you should have picked up your packet at the door. Thank you, Coach Freeman, for making sure that everyone signed in and had their packet. So the first thing we're going to do on action items is I did include a copy of the minutes from our last SHAC meeting. I printed out for you. So just a small recap of our last meeting there. We took care of quite a bit of general business there. We looked at our bylaws and our wellness policy. We introduced our SHAC subcommittees, which you will hear from today. Our last meeting, we did an election of officers, and that's on our agenda again this time, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Then on the back, we had some information items. We heard from district personnel, Mr. Roberts, our superintendent, myself. I talked about the funding that we're using to support mental and social and emotional health. And then we had some comments. So that's just a general recap of our last meeting. Are there any questions or anything that you see that you would like to ask about off of those minutes? If not, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Donald Meekins and I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those by raising their hand. Thank you. Okay. It is unanimous that the minutes have been accepted. The next thing that we need to talk about is our election of officers. You did see it on the agenda from last time. And if you notice, Mr. Veazey is not here with us. Excuse me. His family was very blessed. He was given an opportunity to go and serve in another state. He left Texas. So he is no longer here. He was voted our chair, and our bylaws now say, and new legislation, that the chair must be a parent. And so I will tell you that at our last meeting, Mr. Smith was nominated, all right, to be our vice chair. And so I have spoken with Mr. Smith.
Okay.
And I would like to nominate and just move Mr. Smith up from vice chair. He is a parent to chair. Any discussion on that?
Does Mr. Smith want to do that?
Mr. Smith did agree in person to do that. Good question. Do you have a motion for the nomination of Mr. Brandon Smith, who is a parent, to be nominated as chair of our SHAC committee?
I motion it. Tammy Heath.
I second it.
All those in favor by show of hands. Thank you.
Who seconded it?
Thank you so much, Mr. Smith, for doing that for us. All right. So you and I will be getting together, and next time we'll have you start doing up here. Okay. All right. So that leaves it open for vice chair. Vice chair can be anyone that is in the committee. All right. I will tell you that I spoke with the high school admin, because we do have, for those of you who are new, we have three student representatives who are off doing school functions today, so they're not here with us. And so, Ms. Harmon, would you like to share about the conversation or possibly make a motion for one of those students to be the vice chair?
We have two ninth grade students. Both of them are interested in potentially becoming chair. They were not thinking about which one could do it. It would be Faith Tyerman or Lyra Chatterson. And at the time, I would like to nominate Faith Tyerman for that chair.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tyerman. All right. So we have Faith Tyerman that has been nominated. Is there any discussion on that? Okay. Is there a motion, please?
I'll motion it again.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Seconded by Ms. Roberts. All those in favor with a show of hands, please. Thank you. So, okay, Ms. Harmon, would you let Faith know she is now our vice chair? Okay. And I appreciate that. It is a wonderful opportunity for a student to serve in one of those positions. All right. So now that we've taken care of that, I don't think Mr. Smith is going to move out of state or move anywhere, so I think he's going to be our chair probably for the rest of the year. All right. Let's move on to our information or possible action items. We're going to start off with district overview, and Mr. Anthony Roberts is going to share some information with us.
Yeah, I'd like to share some information with you on enrollment and attendance. For a number of years, we've seen Onalaska expand, grow. We continue to see that growth going on. We started at the last report, we reported in the, I think it was the November board chat meeting, that we were at 1,240 students in Onalaska ISD. As of today, we're at 1,234. It's pretty consistent with our enrollment. That number fluctuates. We have a fairly high mobility rate in Onalaska ISD, so that number will bounce around, but it's staying within sort of a range. As far as, and by the way, that is compared to last year, that would be up 24 students over this time last year in the district. As far as attendance goes, we're at 94. We ended, came into January at 94.42 for the district total. That is over last year of 94.06. The main issue, as far as any kind of reasons that would affect attendance, would be in late November, early December, we saw some flu at the elementary. It wasn't massive situation, but it was enough that it did affect attendance. And when I say flu, I mean flu or flu-like illnesses. So we were seeing that. We are seeing less of that now as we've come back from the holiday break. So we expect to see that that attendance continue to increase. We have not seen as much of that at the junior-senior high. But we've already, like I said, we've seen an improvement in the attendance since we returned from Christmas break, so we expect that to continue on. Does anybody have any questions for me about anything involving enrollment or attendance? That enrollment, just to give you an idea, it's about a 2% increase every year. So we're growing about 2.5%, kind of fluctuates per year on our enrollment.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Now we're going to have a brief safety overview, and I've asked Mr. Roberts and Charles Boyce, who is over technology and safety in our district, to give us an update.
Go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
This year we were required to have a safety audit that focused on the exterior doors and interior doors for our, both our campuses. That audit was mandated by the state, and it was conducted by the Region Service Centers. We have both of our campus audits before Christmas break. They sent an intruder attempt. They could not get inside the building on either one of our campuses. Once they're in the building, we let them in the building. Once they're in there, then they will go and inspect the doors. They also check the interior doors to the classrooms. Found none of those to be in any type of violation. They also check our mandatory sweep records. We have to do a sweep to check all of the doors multiple times. And our district does that every day. We passed all of those with flying colors. We had no issues with any of those when we had our audit. Okay. Any questions about that?
I'll add to it, you know, during the year, start of the summer, the state started sending down, you know, things that they wanted us to do as far as safety, things they wanted us to implement, changes they wanted us to make. We made every one of those changes, and those changes will continue. So there's more changes coming. The state is sending down more expectations and funding to provide school districts the resources to make changes that they feel are necessary to further secure schools and make them safer for the students. And those will continue on all the way through the remainder of this year into the summer, and we'll start at the beginning of next school year. So some of them, they didn't push it all down at once and try to make everybody try to do everything at once, but they have steadily pushed down different requirements, and they're going to provide funding so that we'll be able to so all schools will be able to implement those security and safety procedures.
Any questions on safety in our district at this time? Okay. All right, at this time we're going to continue to move forward. There is a sheet in your packet. It's titled Subcommittee Goals. It's a front and back sheet. I'm going to ask you to pull that out, and you can follow along, but I wanted to give you a printed out copy of those. So also, as part of our SHAC bylaws, we're required to have subcommittees for each component of our SHAC meeting. And so what I did for you there is you see the subcommittees that worked on these goals, the members, and then their goals. And so what we're going to do at this meeting is we're going to share, and I'm going to ask, I've talked to each of the committees as they've come in, to share their goals to the group. And if there's any questions about those, please, please ask, okay? It's a very open discussion. So we're going to start off with the health education, physical education, staff wellness subcommittee, and who is speaking for that group? Okay, Ms. Samantha Kane, our elementary teacher.
During the 2022-2023 school year, we will create an increased focus on health and wellness among our staff by tracking participation each month in wellness and or participation at the fitness center, and among our students by tracking improvement in the fitness components through fitness gram results. We will strive to have 75% of staff utilizing health and wellness options available and 75% student improvement and at least one health-related fitness component through fitness screen.
That's an awesome goal. Okay. All right. And one thing, and I thank you, Samantha, for sharing those. Okay, we want to make sure that we're looking in a way we can measure that. So does anyone have a question for anyone on that subcommittee?
Do we know when the fitness center is going to be open?
Yeah, the equipment has arrived. The person who was, the company that was set to install it, the person who was over that contracted COVID and so was unable to install it. So now we're waiting for the reset date for when it will be, when all the equipment will be brought in. The room is ready. All the technology in it's ready to go. We're just waiting for the equipment to actually be brought in by the company. And the equipment is in.
Did we get a rowing machine?
Yes.
Yes!
Two of them, I believe.
Yes! I'm excited. So, ask your question again a little bit louder, Amy, so they can
hear. Oh, I asked if we were getting a rowing machine.
Okay.
Well, that's the easiest workout I've found that doesn't feel like you're working out.
The answer was yes. So, if you did not hear, Mr. Roberts said yes. Like okay, all right. Any other questions about that goal? Well, let's move on to our nutrition service, and Robin is going to share that goal out.
During the 2022-2023 school year, the district will encourage participation in the National Lunch Program and the School Breakfast Program. The district shall provide professional development to the staff so that they are adequately prepared to effectively deliver the program. We will also be searching for better food alternatives for the students.
Thank you, Robin. So looking at that, I mean, I cannot, I'm just going to do a side note. I cannot say enough about our child nutrition department. You just got a glimpse today of the lunch that was prepared for you. They do a wonderful job on both campuses. Does anyone have a question for Robin? She's representing the nutrition service today.
I just have a statement because I witnessed this at the junior senior high school. The staff over there is phenomenal. They always encourage the children. When the children get a food they like, they say, let us know if you really like this, because they try to incorporate it as much, you know, within their guidelines that they can do. So, I mean, children have a say in the foods that they like. I just encourage them to tell the staff, hey, we really like that. And, you know, it's a win-win situation. You know, if you've got food kids really like, then, you know, everybody's happy.
That's it. That's right. Thank you for sharing that. That was really important. Yeah. Student voice. So they do have it. I've been over there and they're like, oh, we don't like that. And,
well, tell them.
Yeah, that's right. Anything else? It is a phenomenal department. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on to health services, health safety, school environment. We divided that out into two. So health services, Mr. Roberts, you can read that one for us.
I'm going to read that one for you. On health services, OISD will help students, staff reach their highest potential, which promotes their well-being. Students and staff will be taught skills to make healthy life choices regarding physical activity, nutrition, health, avoiding tobacco, alcohol, and drug use during their years at OISD. These skills taught to student staff will be used throughout their lifetime as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit deeper when we get to curriculum about health and things like that today. But does anyone have a question right now about that goal or in general about health services in OISD? Once again, another phenomenal department. Right. The healthy, safe school environment goal, please.
During the 22-23 school year, we will continue to implement, monitor, maintain, and review school safety procedures and practices that provide for a secure school environment. We will implement new safety requirements as they are communicated by the Texas School Safety Center, Texas Education Agency, State District Safety and Security Committee, and the SHAT Committee.
And we're given a report today about our safety, which aligns to that just wonderfully. But does anyone else have a question here? All right, let's look at our counseling and mental health services. You can see we have our four counselors that we have in the working in the district on that committee. All right, let's look at the elementary. We divided those out. Would a representative from the elementary read the goal, please?
At the elementary level, during the 2022-2023 school year, 100% of the elementary students will be provided the opportunity to participate in monthly guidance lessons that will promote self-awareness and positive character development using Capturing Kids' Hearts curriculum. Our evidence and artifacts will be monthly parent newsletters. Capturing Kids' Hearts scope and sequence has also been distributed to the teachers.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Duke. And just for anyone that does not know or our new members, we're really blessed to have two counselors at the elementary this year. And so Ms. Duke serves primarily K through 2 and Ms. Atkins, Jody Atkins, 3 through 6, but awesome team together. Okay. Any questions for the elementary? Junior, senior high, that goal, please.
During the 2022-2023 school year, 100% of the junior senior high staff will be trained virtual or in person to recognize signs in students and staff of any need in the following areas, but not limited to suicide prevention, sexual harassment, child abuse and family violence, teen dating violence, and human trafficking. The evidence and artifacts will be a monthly board outside of the cafeteria, pamphlets that will be located inside the library and office, and EduHero and in-person trainings.
Thank you, Ms. Tarman. So at our junior senior high, we have Ms. Tireman who serves there, but also both of those campuses receive support from Ms. Kelly Rice, who we contract out with that emotional, social, and mental health piece. So four awesome ladies. Any questions about the junior senior high goal? Okay, and our last goal, which is parent and community involvement. You'll see the members of that committee. Can I have someone read the goal there, please?
At the elementary and junior senior high, during the 2022-23 school year, a health fair will be conducted, coordinated in the best effort as a community outreach to provide basic preventative medicine, educational wellness, and medical screening to families in our local community.
Okay. All right. So that is our goal. Does anyone have a question about that goal?
Do we has that already been set up, a date for that, or
not yet?
Okay,
no, ma'am.
I just have a statement on that. I'm on the child fatality review team at the hospital, and they're looking for different places to come out. They have educational pamphlets, resources. They're just looking for locations to come out and teach different things about like co-sleeping and different safety measures also. So there's a lady at the hospital. I can give you her contact information.
Yes, I'd love that. Thank you. Thank you. That would be great.
Okay.
Any questions or comments in general? Wow. Great things being shared there. Anything else on the goals? Okay. All right. So the next thing on the agenda, okay, is to review and discuss possible health curriculum requirements and share detail, updates from each campus. And this will be an action item that we will take a vote on. And so I have included in your packet a sheet that is titled Health Curriculum Update. Okay, so you have that there. So if you'll pull that out, we're going to look at that together as a group. So at the top there, you can see, as far as health curriculum, the new legislative update that is in place. And you can see there, changes in the regular and second special sessions of the 87th legislature requires the school board adopting curriculum in human sexuality instruction, defined as instruction including reproductive health, child abuse, family violence, dating violence and sex trafficking, to seek the advice and recommendation of the local SHAC. In the course of developing recommendations, the SHAC must hold at least 2 public meetings on the curriculum material. The SHAC must provide the recommendations at a public meeting of the school board. All right, so that is the requirement in law. So what we did is we came together. I meet with counselors and I meet with certain members of the group that are in that health circle, okay? And we had a little bit of a pre-meeting and we talked about what we were doing. I wanted to make clear so we could bring it to you what we're currently doing in our school system, okay, as we move forward. So this is what you see here, and then we'll look at next steps. So we really talked about, and all of you are parents, you're involved with kids in some form or fashion. It may be you, obviously there's teachers in here, you may contact kids in other activities outside of school. So we all are involved with children. And we said really and truly, the influencers that are out there for our kids right now are social media and video gaming and movies and just in general society. The society that we're living in is so open. There's really nothing hidden, okay? And so we're really up against that. So we really thought that was important to share, that as we're making these decisions and we're following the law, there's so much more influence out there. So we have to always look at our circle of control and all that concern that we have out there and those influencers. So right now during this school year, okay, you heard in some of the goals that we have staff required trainings. And we require those trainings in multiple modes. We give them and let them do them several ways. We have an online platform that staff uses and it's called EduHero, and we do in-person trainings. All right. So what I did is I just gave you a short list, okay? I can definitely bring the whole list to you, but I wanted to give you some examples of those trainings. Suicide awareness and prevention, cyberbullying for educators, mental health, and cybersecurity awareness for educators. So those are some of the required trainings that our staff each year, okay? Some of those are bi-yearly. We have to do them every other year for teachers, but our teachers and staff are getting those. The way that we're serving our students right now in that health, okay, in awareness, is at the elementary. Counselors meet with students on individual basis. Our counselors are very in tune with the students that they have on the campuses, and they meet with them. Physical education, they attend PE as per state required minutes, and they learn the health techs within that environment. There is curriculum currently in place for health and physical education. And that would be Ms. Kane and Coach Freeman, okay? That is their area. Also, fifth and sixth graders we'll have, and we didn't know what to title it. We just called it the boy-girl talk. So those of you that have been through school, all right, can remember the boy-girl talk. And so that will be happening in early spring at the elementary. We chose probably around April. And that we do provide, and we have to provide, an opt-out form to parents. Okay? So I'm going to stop there. Is there any questions right now what we're currently doing and how we're serving students at the elementary?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
The serving students, counselors meet with students on an individual basis. How often does this happen, or does the student request this encounter?
Okay. So, yes. Ms. Duke or?
It can be both. We have a referral form that either the teacher basically the teachers will fill that out. We have parents that call us. We have students that request to see us, so it's based on that. And then depending on the need, depends on how often that we would see them in that. Generally, like if it's a concern with like the Hager ballpark is about 3 to 6 sessions, and then we review and see if we need to get outside help for what we need to do with that.
Ms. Atkins, would you like to add in?
It's the same for the upper levels. We work on, you know, teacher, you know, referrals, individual referrals. The kids are better at advocating for themselves at that age, and it depends on their need. Most of the time, we do a lot of check-ins on a daily. We're in first, you know, in the morning green in the cafeteria to see them, so they can access us if they need us.
Okay, thank you. Great question. Thank you for the question. And I do want to refer back to their goal, because they are doing their monthly guidance lessons also. And that's a really great check-in, because that's, you know, they're checking out all of the students that we serve on the campus. Okay. Any other questions on the elementary? Okay, so let's look at the junior-senior high. Pretty similar to the elementary, the counselors meet with students on individual basis, physical education, the students that are attending PE as per state required minutes. We know over there it's a class period, you know, they have the period that they serve them there, and learning those health teaks. Seventh grade boy and girl talk. When we met, we said we really need to do some catch up on the boy-girl talk. Because when we were not here with COVID, we missed a group of kiddos for the talk, okay? We didn't get to meet with them and have some of those discussions. So we're going to fill in those gaps. And it's the seventh grade. And so that early spring, we're going to provide that, and we're going to provide that opt-out talk. In eighth grade, the group that we met felt like the boy-girl talk needs to be a little different. It needs to be topics tailored to that age group when you go there, and also early spring opt-out form to parents. So this year, those are the ways that we will be serving at the junior-senior high. Any questions there on how we're serving those kids?
When you guys talk about the boy and girl talk, do you guys incorporate sexual harassment in those talks, or is that something different?
Okay. I'm going to let someone that does either the boy talk or the girl talk in the past that on the sexual harassment. Has anyone in here?
No. And a lot of it is about hygiene. Changes and things like that. We talked about personal boundaries and things in the guidance lessons that we talked about in the elementary level.
Okay. We did also, Chief Stanton, we did pull up and look at the curriculum, the format of the boy-girl talk that's been used in the past. And that's going to come into what we're going to talk about here in just a minute about, do we need to adopt and do we need to start revising based on our times? Because Ms. Tyerman, would you like to say anything? I really would like you to share, because I was wowed when it was like eighth grade and about tailoring those subjects.
Yeah, I really want to figure out what we can adopt curriculum-wise to include harassment and what it is to share inappropriate photos, because we do have a lot of kids that are doing that, whether it's airdropping or sharing it person to person. I think they need to know what the ramifications are and what that can do to them. So that is something that I would like to incorporate in eighth grade. It's just, I don't know if there's any curriculum that's out there, or if we're going to have to create something that we maybe partner with y'all on to figure out how we communicate that effectively to those kids.
When school first started, every class that went into the cafeteria, that they went over, you know, what the rules were, what their expectations were, I did speak on that specific matter. So, you know, each time if I need to speak on it, I have no problem coming in and speaking on that matter. You know, we do have a lot of, through the year, we have a lot of ebb and flow with the kids, so they don't, the new ones don't necessarily get all that information like the ones just starting out in the year. And you know, even the ones just starting out at the beginning of the year still don't listen. So I think, you know, giving that talk once every 3 months would be beneficial, just to remind them, hey, you cannot do this. You know, there's ramifications for what can happen with that.
I mean, if that was put into play, would it go past eighth grade so that the ninth and 12th graders knew that you know, if they were to send pictures or things like that, then they would be held responsible as well?
I don't want to speak for Dr. Fraga, because Dr. Fraga's not on this committee, and he's got some representation. He's got his assistant principal and his counselor and his athletic director who helps to serve admin. But I would see that would be something we can do. I know Dr. Fraga, like Officer Heath was saying, he met with every grade level at the beginning. Can I speak with him about, hey, after Christmas, let's go back and revisit, like she's saying, and that mobility that we talked about with our attendance, can we maybe capture those? So that might be a way, and so I can surely talk to that.
We just have a lot of parents that come to the police department and want to file charges on people, and we have to just send them back to the school and let them know that you need to, it's a school issue, or you need to try to let the school handle it before you come to the police department. We try to give the school the opportunity to handle some of the issues before we, you know, if we're going to file charges or whatever, we try to let the school handle those issues.
A lot of great information there. You can see that this is going to require some more conversation in the near future on what we decide on. So, but good conversation right here. Anything else? Any other questions?
Well, I think going on that part, I think we all see it. You know, we can be at the school and we can give you all this information, mm-hmm. but if they're getting contradictory information at home, you know, kids are already confused. I mean, you can tell them, get up, this is what you need to do. Get up, brush your teeth, brush your hair, put your shoes on, and go to school. Well, that sounds like a lie. So if you add different information, then they're going to be like, okay, wait, what? Kids are easily confused. I'm easily confused. But, I mean, you know, the school does, I did not realize how much schools do for kids. I mean, it's a whole lot different than when I was in school. How much they serve the kids. They serve these kids. They serve the families. So, I mean, you know, any other ideas? But it is hard sometimes trying to serve people when Absolutely. The kids are getting different information.
Well, I think part of it too is we need to educate our parents. We have a lot of grandparents that are raising grandchildren, and sexual harassment in the 80s is way different than sexual harassment in 2023. And they don't realize that because they don't live in the same world as their grandchildren or even their children are living in. So I think part of that aspect too is a committee. We need to talk about how we can educate our parents.
Thank you for sharing that, Sheila. Any other questions or recommendations, okay, for what we need to be looking at? We will definitely keep Shaq updated at our meetings as we have these things that are happening on the campuses and different things coming together. So let's talk about moving forward. Let's talk about next year. We've definitely got these things going on this year, okay? It's like Ms. Tyerman was saying, we're going to have to look at, is there something out there to update, like I said, our boy-girl talk or what we're going to. So we're going to be doing some work this year because we have it slated to do. It was definitely a missing element, a missing piece, as these counselors and I'm sure that you're hearing Chief Stanton, Officer Heath, here, there's a lot going on these campuses based on those influencers. That's what we come back to, a lot of influence out there that is not with us. Because once they leave the school, okay, we love them, we care about them, but we're not with them, okay? Sort of like any of us that have personal children, okay? So let's talk about 2023. Well, we're definitely going to be doing the same things that we're talking about above this year. But also, next year, and we have had this conversation with Dr. Fraga, is that at the junior, senior high level, we are going to be putting back in a health course for a local half credit. And where we will be choosing for that specific class also health and PE curriculum for that. And looking at our instructional materials allotment, this just happens to fall in and be the year that that's up for adoption, new curriculum, okay? We have not, and Ms. Tarman, step in if I'm gonna speak, we have not had this course. We had it, took it away, did some other things. We definitely see the need where it needs to come back in. So it will back up to an intro CTE course. Students will be required to take it. Ms. Tarman, would you like to speak and say anything else about that?
I think we're just looking at what curriculum adoption we're going to use so we can fit it in.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. And so in just a moment, we're going to vote for the council to vote for those of us that are in the school system to begin looking at and pulling in, because we have to go to vendors and say, hey, we need samples of your curriculum. We need to start looking at it. Okay, that's how we do all of our, quote, curriculum adoptions, textbook adoptions. We get samples. We get vendors to send us things. We start getting, now we get, can get online and look at it. And then we lay it all out and we decide, and that's part of that. You saw that. It has to come to check, it has to be discussed, public meetings, and approved finally by the school board. So we have a lot of work to do. So that's where we're at for next year. So with that in mind, what I'd like for us to vote on is those next steps to begin researching and reviewing health and PE curriculum materials, and to bring that back to you at and information back to you at our next meeting. So do I have a motion for us to move forward on our next steps?
A motion.
Lindsay Duke has motion. A second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Show of hands, please. Okay. It is unanimous. So we will be getting back together outside of the council and start digging in and start looking at curriculum and seeing what's out there and bring that back to our next SHAC meeting. Our next SHAC meeting, I did include that, is going to be February 27th. So it's on your sheet. So hopefully, like I said, we have some fast and furious work to do to get some things going. But we've got awesome people in our district. Last thing, open discussion or questions from the committee in general.
Will that curriculum include etiquette? Some sort of training, etiquette training?
It's not that.
Teaching basic.
Ma'am.
How you treat other people?
On a social skills?
Social skills.
So we can definitely be looking at that. That's definitely not one that's listed, so to speak, Coach Freeman, in the law, but definitely we can be looking at that. They do start off, that's a lot of, I don't want to speak for Lindsay and Jody, that they focus a lot on social skills and that. But we know there's a lot of factors there. Are they absent the day that they do that lesson? Were they not? Wildcat is always asked. Are they a true Wildcat? Have they been here since pre-K and are they moving up? Or, you know, are they coming in from another district? Because that's one big factor I look at when a lot of things are brought to me. Because, once again, influencers, where they've been, what they have or have not had. So we have that down. Coach Freeman, thank you for bringing that up. Any other general discussion, comments, questions? If we have no other discussion or questions, I'm going to make a motion to close our chat meeting for today. Well, we need a first, please.
Okay, I'll first.
All right. Ms. Tammy Heath is first.
Then I'll second.
All right. Ms. Lindsay Duke. All those in favor, show of hands. Thank you. It is unanimous.
Thank you.